the next 14 pages.
I can't believe I was the hardliner.
You really drew the line there.
I know.
Okay,
you're good to go.
Okay, come on back. Please.
Number 24044. Vernon?
We would have had a, we had you in between, but you disappeared on us quick.
Hey, it's okay.
That's it.
There's a bit of this.
Nope.
Thank you very much.
Would you state your name for the record again?
Chief Mark Petruzzi, MARCPETRUZZI, Chief of Police for Vernon Police Department. With me is my clerk, Christine Lee.
Thank you. And Attorney Sherman.
Representing the appellant. Thank you.
Chief, your brief statement of your case?
Brief. On December 14th of 2022, the appellate submitted a pistol permit application to the Town of Vernon Police Department. During the course of reviewing the application, his application was marked that he had previously had a permit revoked. On December 28th, our office reached out to the Special Licensing and Firearms Unit to see their information as far as why that permit was revoked. The information provided from SLFU as to the circumstances of the permit being revoked detailed an incident in Willimantic that, as I will quote the decision letter from previous Chief Kelly, showed that his behavior judgment was reckless, impulsive, deliberately indifferent to potential risks associated with the improper use of a weapon at risk to public safety, and therefore the permit application was denied.
Thank you.
Attorney
Sherman?
I'll pass, thank you.
Your case, Chief?
It's presented to the board. The research done back in 2022 in regards to the application process revealed the work product from the Department of Emergency Services Public Protection, the Special Licensing and Firearm Unit. It detailed an incident that occurred while the appellant was in previous possession of a pistol permit. In that event, he confronted a group of individuals in the city of Willimantic. Through that confrontation, reached out to another individual asking him to bring his firearm to that location. When that occurred, he not only continued the confrontation with the individuals, he pointed the firearm at the individuals, who was then the term was jumped by those individuals. A round went off, and he later fired another round in the area of the individuals. That led to an investigation by the Willimantic Police Department and the revocation of his pistol permit. Actions of that nature, I believe, show that his judgment while possessing a firearm supersedes his, or makes him unsuitable to continue to possess one.
Thank you. Cross examination?
When was all this?
Several years ago, 2021. I'm sorry, the permit was...
When did the incident occur in Willimantic?
One second, I'm pulling it back up.
Number
question, Chief. Does it matter to you when it occurred? Suppose it occurred 50 years ago.
An incident that serious gives me serious pause to be able to reissue.
If it was 50 years ago?
Yes, I would still have the same concern.
Oh, okay. So when was it?
Still looking.
Mm-hmm. I
2012.
2012?
2012.
Okay, you're certain about that, right?
Yes, the notes, I have found the information.
2012.
Yep.
Thank you. And, okay. You have no doubt that the appellant resides in your town, right?
That was not in question at the time of the permit, no.
I'm just asking, do you have any doubt?
No reason to doubt it.
Okay. Do you have any other reason other than what you've stated that you think he's not a suitable person?
Decision was based upon the suitability from the incident in 2012.
Okay, so there's nothing else, right? He has no criminal record, right?
Everything, no, there was not referenced in the letter, no. Everything was, I believe he did get a...
I just mean, does he have a criminal record?
No. There's no convictions.
Okay, so no record.
He did receive a pardon for the incidents back then, yes.
Okay, very good. I have nothing further, thank you.
Questions from the board? Attorney Sherman.
Thank you. Well, I'd like to call the appellant. Would you please tell the board, how old are you?
35.
35, okay. 2012 was 13 years ago, so you were 22 at that time, is that correct?
Yes.
Or 21,
yes.
Maybe?
22.
Okay. Or 23.
No? No, born in 1990.
Okay. Okay, so you could not have been 23.
22.
Okay.
22.
Are you working?
I'm currently a stay-at-home dad, but
we're married. Oh, so you're married?
I am married.
I have one kid?
One child.
How old?
Months.
3 months?
20 months.
20 months.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful baby girl.
Okay, very good. And, tell the board, please, about the incident in 2012 in Willimantic. What happened?
It's not an incident I like talking about. two nights before this incident, I was living off-campus housing with my roommates.
Were you going to Eastern?
At Eastern. Okay. We were outside of our house, and we had been confronted by, I don't know who they were, but local individuals. This was a three-story house. Residents lived on all three floors.
Everybody in the house was a student?
Everyone in the house was a student at Eastern. You know, it was a college house. People were drinking. And I believe some words were exchanged by, you know, some student to a local individual. That local individual later then came back with a group of people with a firearm that was presented, pointed at us, which we later found out was a BB gun. One had a baseball bat with like nails sticking out of it. And then they started attacking vehicles in front of our house and attacking students. So I've gone inside and contacted the local police with Romantic, and they came out, and during their investigation, they brought me and another individual to the station so we could positively ID, or try to positively ID, the people who were involved in that incident.
Pardon me, and this is 2 days before the incident where you were arrested?
2 days
not
prior.
Not the same incident?
No,
okay.
Not the same.
So 2 days prior, so you went down to the police department to look at the photos?
Yep. Yes. Pointed out the individuals. I don't know what the rest of it happened for that case.
Okay.
But 2 days later, he was a roommate from the third floor. We were walking to Domino's, grab a pizza. You know, we had a couple drinks prior to that, so we wanted to get some food. And upon Domino's, we had another confrontation where someone was kind of picking on my friend, my roommate, and I was still kind of fearful from the night, two nights before, what was going on. Just it was a nerve-wracking situation, I guess, and that me being
stupid. Was there any connection between the people at Domino's and the people at United States?
No, there was not. It's, there wasn't.
But you still felt something different.
Yeah, absolutely. I was still kind of shook from the two nights before, and I really don't get scared easily, but it was just the nights before really kind of stuck with us, with me. And in that circumstance, you know, I wasn't quite sure what was going to happen, so I contacted a friend, I gave him my safe code to bring a firearm to me, which I had a legal carry permit at the time. And that during the circumstance or confrontation, I did end up expelling a round into the ground.
Why did you do that?
It was kind of breaking up the situation.
Okay. So you did that intentionally?
Intentionally, yes. Yes, I did. And then after that event happened, I immediately personally called Willimantic Police and turned myself in.
And what happened immediately when you fired the round?
Oh, well, I went to turn my back and to walk back home, home run, because I was terrified. And then I actually got tackled from behind, which, you know, I get people's fight or flight response. They had every right. But I was pinned to the ground for a bit, and eventually I was able to get free and head back. Got to my residence. Where I then contacted police, told them where I was and what had happened.
So you were 22 years old. Was there anything else going on in your life that was stressing you at the time?
My mom was sick. She passed away shortly after, which I had mistaken. I was thinking about the timelines. But my mom was a really bad alcoholic and was struggling with alcohol addiction for a long time. You know, I had lost my father in 2007, and that just got the best of my mother. So she'd been in and out of the hospital a couple times for kind of self-induced comas and things like that. So it was just a lot of stress. Grades were okay. I wasn't really enjoying what I was studying, and it was just altogether, it was just a point in my life that I'm not proud of.
I was going to ask you, how do you feel when you look back on this incident?
Absolutely terrible. It's embarrassing to me. It was stupid. My actions were dumb. And I guess the only good outcome of that is that I've been able to grow from that and make, you know, better, more responsible decisions, you know, which I've done ever since. I don't know if you guys have the reference letter, but you know, a neighbor who's known me for over 20 years can attest that, you know, I am a good guy. I do mean well. I have made mistakes in the past, but I'm just trying to look forward, move forward, be a good example for my daughter.
So this incident occurred 13 years ago. And you could go back. Did you do anything differently?
Walk away.
Walk away.
Walk away. Turn my butt around and walk away.
Okay. I was going to ask you also, you know, why haven't you had another incident in 13 years?
Confrontation is not my thing. I don't like it. It's not worth it. And, you know, someone could have seriously gotten injured during that circumstance, and that's what frightens me the most, because I don't ever want to harm anyone.
Okay. Thank you. I have nothing further.
Cross-examination?
The individual that you asked to bring the firearm to you that night, did he have a permit?
No, he did not, but he was arrested, prosecuted.
He was charged with that? Okay, so you directed somebody with who did not have a firearm permit to bring the firearm to you?
Yes, sir.
But you had a permit at the time?
Yes.
And you just said, you know, what would you do differently? And you just commented you would leave. Why not call 911 from the scene? Why didn't you do that?
You mean right after the incident?
You saw a group of individuals potentially that you viewed as threatening to you. Why didn't you call the police at that point? You had called the police the night before for another violent incident. You didn't have any issues.
I mean, I didn't know if things were going to escalate to a situation where I needed to contact law enforcement. I don't want to waste anyone's time.
So at the time, your decision was to bring a firearm to an event instead of calling the police?
I guess, yeah.
Okay. You also mentioned that you were under several stressors at the time. Would you describe your life now completely stress-free?
With a 20-month-year-old daughter, no, not 100%. But I'd say 95%.
95% stress-free?
95% stress-free, yes.
Do you feel you'll never have stressors again in your life that are that serious that you were under at the time?
I do. Actually, I think I'm at a very good point in my life. Very happy with my wife. My daughter is everything to me, and I just want her to grow up knowing that her father makes good decisions, and I just want to be a good example for her. That's what's most important to me.
Okay. So, to just to clarify my question, you feel there's never going to be any serious stressors in your life again?
No, I mean, okay. It's life. There's going to be stressful things, absolutely. But, you know, I've learned over time how to manage stressful situations. I owned a business for 5 years. Started off great. Business, you know, it was my first time running a business, and you know, eventually started to go downhill a little bit. Just finances weren't right. That was a big stressor. I owned a liquor store, and you know, I could have drinking all that stress away with all the bottles that were there, but I kept my head down, worked hard, made all the right decisions. Ended up selling that business. Later when we found out, you know, we're going to have a child on the way. So it was the best thing for us to do. But to answer your question, yeah, there will be stressors, absolutely. But I'm much more prepared to deal with stressful situations.
The night of the incident, were you under the influence of any intoxicating substance?
I was under the influence of alcohol.
Alcohol. You see, we're drinking that night under a great deal amount of stress, and you made a clear decision to bring a firearm. To direct an individual without a pistol permit to bring a firearm to what you thought could be an incident that could be so serious, you might even consider calling the police.
Yeah, under that influence, you know, it was an awful judgment call, 100%.
I have no further questions.
Questions by the board?
What happened with the case? I know you were convicted and then got a pardon.
Yeah.
What was the fine, jail time?
It was 2 years of probation, let off for probation, discontinued after 1 year.
Any fine, any programs or anything like that?
No.
Just a guilty and
yes.
2 year probation?
Yes.
Okay. Other questions, sir?
Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong. From the information we had, my notes say that you were accused of pointing the gun with a laser on it at someone's face?
Yeah, I don't remember doing that, but that is what was in the police report.
And I'm sure I shouldn't put words in your mouth. Do you recognize that the pointing severity. A laser in somebody's face could actually blind them?
Yes, absolutely.
So that was a dangerous thing.
Yeah, it was stupid.
And I think, again, from what I read, that's what provoked the fight, that you needed to stop by shooting into the ground.
Most likely.
Okay.
See, I wish I had gotten any of what you're reading there. I have none of it. I have no clue as to what you're
really?
Reading.
Really? I got this from somewhere. I didn't make it up.
The report was gone after the pardon.
But is what I said accurate?
Okay.
Okay.
Where'd they get that report?
We didn't get a police report from one of them.
I don't have it.
No, this is...
This might be the special license.
This is SLFU's...
SLFU's
work product.
Okay. Which we can't see.
No, how I don't see
why not.
No, you should be able to see that.
How did it get to the board?
I'm assuming the issuance
of
authority.
Did you send it to us? I mean, I don't know.
I know. It was part of the package that I sent, the whole part.
I'm not raising the issue that Rachel Baird raised. I'm just raising the issue, what the heck are we talking about? I have no clue. The board apparently has documentation that I've never seen.
And
I would have liked to have discussed with my client before we got to the hearing today. That's not a disaster, but it isn't right. To paraphrase you, Chief, I think I'm entitled to a full disclosure.
Actually, that was my question. Did the issuing authority send the same packet the board got to the appellant?
They sent me some stuff. But I don't think it's in there. Mine's kind of thin as compared to what she's looking at there.
Was that an email from Detective Warenda?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that was in my packet.
Yeah, we have it.
I don't care. It's in the same packet, something.
It's in the same packet.
Yeah. I don't know.
That was the next.
I certainly didn't make that up.
Oh, I personally, that was not my.
I know. I'm sorry I couldn't show you what I read it from. I don't have it with me.
Okay. All right.
Did you guys, did the issuing authority intentionally not send it?
No.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
I would imagine you have one packet.
No, it's one.
That you sent to everybody who needed a packet.
May I speak?
Yes, please.
No, because Mr. Summers and I had many conversations on the phone regarding this matter.
Can I just interrupt really quick? Did you stand up and take the oath?
No.
Yeah. Can she get the oath? Sorry, I just.
No, it's fine. No. 100%.
I'm trying to cause trouble, but.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, under penalty of perjury?
I do.
Thank you.
So this was prior Chief Kelly. Not this current chief's decision. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Summers and I, we had the appellant and I had many, many conversations together regarding the outcome of this pistol permit application and the nexus to utilizing the special licensing firearms unit notes that were obtained during the pistol permit process as a result of him having a pistol permit revoked as a result of the incident and the arrest. Incident to that. The denial letter that was provided to him articulates that this information came from a special license and firearms work notice and then summarized pretty much the nature of the event in terms of more adjectives associated with decisions and the impulsivity at the time of the occurrence. So,
yeah, and I have a fax here from the issuing authority that says it's 2 pages long, and that's it. Cover sheet.
It's all of the same.
That's what
I'm saying this on a shot.
It says right at the top of the first page, page 1 of 2, and then page 2 of 2, and that's
that was
what
the that was the questionnaire.
Right, that's what I
said. Yeah, when you sent it to us, you sent it into we get the questionnaire and the other attachments. So
I will be honest with you. I do not recall sending him the completed packet, and I think the purpose of that is
there was collect records in here, and I understand
Well, there was two parts to this. One, this was sent to the board some time ago because this event happened some time ago.
Yeah.
And so, in my ineptness, I did not realize that that is not shared. And so when we were sharing stuff, the only thing I shared was the questionnaire that we were compelled to share in 7 days.
Yeah.
So my apologies. That was not a deliberate intent. I made some assumptions that whatever
you
guys
share
get, that they get
with the appellants.
I did not
because
know
there's a lot of.
I did not. That's my mistake.
Okay.
That is absolutely 100% my mistake, and I have a duplicate here, so I certainly will give it to you. It's right. That's no problem. That's my mistake, sir. Absolutely.
You do have to be careful with the collect information.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I understand. Correct. Yes. But the workaround notes are permissible to be utilized, especially since we paraphrase some of that in the denial letter. And that should have been disclosed, so. My error.
I'm not sure where we are. Oh, Attorney Sinetti was asking a question, and I raised the question because of your question. So I think the board was questioning.
Okay.
Did you get your question answered?
I certainly did.
Okay. Any other questions from the board? Are we up to a final summary?
I think if the board has no further questions, yes, I'm ready to make the closing statement. Excuse me. There really isn't any dispute about what happened in 2012. The question is just whether it's not 50 years, as I asked the chief about, but whether 13 years. I think 13 years since somebody was a 22-year-old male is a big, big difference. 13 years since a 22-year-old male, and now he's a father, and he's a stay-at-home dad. He's raising a 20-month-old kid. Whole different level of responsibility. I think that the board can tell he was candid and sincere in his testimony and also in the way he feels about it when he looks back on this incident. This incident from when he was 22 is not a good predictor of future behavior. 13 years, no other trouble of any kind. The chief has nothing else to present as far as why he's not suitable. I don't think this should be held against him at this point. Thank you.
your final statement?
Almost, I think 13 years is reasonable in some cases, but the severity of the actions that happened before, we're talking multiple decisions, multiple errors in judgment with very significant potential serious outcomes that are going to come out of it. I think you need to, I don't believe that the amount of time has passed is enough to ensure that the appellate has gotten over those types of things. If we were talking a parking ticket, if we were talking even a, you know, a minor motor vehicle accident or something in those lines, we're looking about giving somebody a license, you know, driver's license back, which is required in this society to be able to get them there, to be able to support themselves. That's a different story. We're talking about firearms and clear actions of escalating situations to make them more dangerous, in a matter, or an incident that escalated a situation in something more serious in the past.
Thank you. Summary, can I overturn?
Sure. This is a denial by the Vernon Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The base of the denial is an incident that occurred in October of 2012, in which the appellant, that was a student at Eastern Connecticut State University at the time, and this occurred about 2 a.m., the appellant's own admission, he was probably under the influence of alcohol. He was at Domino's in the city of Willimantic, had an encounter with two other individuals. He became concerned over his interactions with those individuals. He texted a friend, who was his roommate, to bring his firearm to Domino's. At the time, the appellant was did have a pistol permit. He had had it only 7 months at the time. The friend that brought the firearm to Domino's did not have a pistol permit. The encounter escalated to the point that the appellant pointed a .40 caliber firearm with a laser at one of the person's face. The appellant stated he to de-escalate the situation. I don't think that was his words, but he, to try and get himself out of the situation, fired one round into the ground, began to leave the area. The appellant says he was tackled from behind. He fired another round to get the person off him. He was arrested for reckless endangerment and other charges. He testified that he received 2-year probation on that was terminated after 1 year. He subsequently received a pardon for those charges. This occurred 12 and a half years ago. The appellant has not had any other incidents or negative interactions with law enforcement since. Stay-at-home dad, married, 2 children?
One
child, yep.
Thank you. Yeah. Comments by the board?
I would just say, I don't know if you could write out a list of, you know, bad decisions if you thought about it hard. Only a permit holder 7 months, under the influence of alcohol, plenty of opportunities to walk away from the situation. 2 discharges into the ground, which I don't see any justification for. Having a friend that doesn't have a permit bring a firearm to already a tense scene. Only 22 years old, you're in a college environment. Willimantic, I'm very well aware of Willimantic at the time. Was probably a very poor decision to go to Domino's at 2 a.m. based on Willimantic at that time. I'm just saying, I know Willimantic. I don't know if you could write a script that had such bad decisions. It wasn't one. There's about half a dozen of them in there. That being said, it was 12 and a half years ago, and you seem to have done pretty well for yourself. So it's, again, I'm a little torn on this one, but those were, you could have listed out some bad decisions.
I think for me, it's on my mind, because I go back to, you know what, you went to the Board of Pardons, you got that incident off your record, and you officially have no criminal record. So that's obviously compelling. That takes a lot of work and effort as you improve your life or turn your situation around. Don't see many cases where someone was in an encounter with a firearm in their hand, discharged shots, and in this case, multiple, and now we're trying to decide that's very pulling on my interpretation of this incident.
I again want to apologize for surprising you with some evidence that you were not privy to. That certainly wasn't my intention. I was just trying to get to the bottom of the incident. And unfortunately, the incident to me, it seems to me that rather than de-escalating the situation, you actually provoked an attack, and that was not a wise judgment. It's not even as though you had the firearm with you, which you shouldn't have had because you were drinking, but you sent for the firearm to add it to the situation. And again, as the board knows, and I sound like a broken record, but I always look at person's conduct with a firearm as determinative of how they're going to act with a firearm. And you know, other factors about their personal life, their judgment, their family, they're interesting, but to me they're somewhat extraneous to how someone handles a firearm, particularly in a situation of stress, and that's going to weigh on my decision here.
And I agree with all this stuff, but I'll just add that in the opening statement from the chair, she mentions, you know, we'll have these hearings, and if no new evidence comes out, we would tend to side with the issuing authority. And short of the passage of time in the family, that's kind of maybe new. You can make an argument that's new evidence. I have to respect the decision of the issuing authority in this case.
Sounds like we're ready ready for a vote, and that's your vote?
Yes.
Colonel Overturf?
Issuing authority at this time.
Mr. Gray? Mr. Gray is on the horns of a dilemma.
Yeah. Issuing authority at this time.
Attorney Sinetti?
Issuing authority at this time.
Dr. Conrad?
Likewise, issuing authority at this time.
And I will issue an authority, but would note, looks like you're on the right track.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir.